Okay, so last time we discussed the story where there was Chizkiah was critiqued for not singing Shira, but we didn't really talk about what it was that called for the singing of Shira. So just a quick background for what happened over here. So the Psukim in Melachim, towards the end, in Melachim Beis, Parakit Ches, so it goes through the whole story of Sancheiriv with Chizkiah HaMelech. And Sancheiriv has come in and he has taken over the Aseres HaShvatim and he's exiled them. And now he's going to come and try to take over Yerushalayim. That's where Chizkiah is. So he wants to take over Yerushalayim, and he sends a message telling them that he sends a message through three generals, in particular Rav Shakeh is one of them. And he tells them, "We're going to take you guys over. What are you guys wasting our time for?" And the generals of Chizkiah go out to discuss the matter with Rav Shakeh, and in particular, he sends out Eliakim ben Chilkiyahu and Shevna and Yoach ben Asaf, and they ask him, "Can you please not speak in Hebrew so that everybody could hear what you're saying and everyone could understand what you're saying? Please speak to us in Aramaic." And they refuse, and the messengers of Sancheyev instead shout out that everybody should hear, this is something that everybody should know, that we're going to take you guys over, and Sancheyev is going to destroy you guys, and don't listen to what Chizkiah tells you. And ultimately, they are mecharif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to help you anyway. Why don't you just come with us? We're going to take you to a good place where there's going to be good food and good drink and all that good stuff." Ultimately, Chizkiah says, we gotta dive in and we gotta ask Yeshayahu Navi what's going to be. And Yeshayahu Navi says that everything is going to be okay. But they still get threatened, and so Chizkiah davens, Yeshayahu davens, and Yeshayahu gets word back that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so happy with Sancheiriv, and ultimately the whole army of Sancheiriv is wiped out. That's the basic story. So now, let's pick up from, it's right before the widest lines in Sadi Dalet Amid Aleph. It's Tana Mishum Rev Papias. The first word in the line is Vagam Laila. It's like the medium-wide lines. So, Tan Mishum Repapias, Ganaihu the Chizkiah v'siyato shalu amashira atche pascha ha'aretz. It was a disgrace for Chizkiah and his aides that they did not sing Shira until the earth jumped up and said, "I'll sing the Shira of Amashira." Shenemar, Miknaf ha'aretz zimiros shamanu tzvi latzadik. This is the pasuk that we talked about a little bit last time. V'amar razili, razili, oili bogdim v'gadu, v'agad bogdim v'gadu. Okay. So now, Kayotzi Bedavar Ata Omer. So we find something, a similar story, by Yisro. By Yomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Azchan. Right? So Yisro shows up and he says, Baruch Hashem. So Tanu Mishum Rav Papias, Genaihu Lemoshe Vishishim Ribushalo Amru Baruch Ashba Yisro V'Amar Baruch Hashem. And it was a Genaih to Moshe and the 600,000 people who didn't say Baruch up until Yisro shows up and says Baruch. Now, once we're talking about Yisro, the Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisro, right? Vayichad Yisro al kol hatova, asher asa Hashem liYisrael, asher hitzilo miyad mitzrayim. That's in Shmos, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk, Tes. So Vayichad literally means, the way that we translate it is that he rejoiced. But now we have a interesting interpretation. So Vayichad Yisro, Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Shehever Cherev Chad al Besaro, that he passed a sharp sword on his flesh. What does that mean, he passed a sharp sword? So Rashi explains, it means that he gave himself a milah, and he converted. Ushmul, Amar Shmuel says, Na shenasa chadudim, chadudim kol besaro. He got, the way the Rashi says it, he got kematin, kematin, like lots and lots of wrinkles, or super intense goosebumps, or something like that, all over his body, because he was in such anguish over the fall of Mitzrayim. Now, Amar Ravers, some change it to Amar of Papa, which might make a little bit more sense. Hainu da'amirin, that's what people mean when they say, Giyura arasar dari lo sivze aramai kamei. That a giyura, a ger, arasar dari, up until 10 generations, lo sivze aramai kamei. You shouldn't disgrace Gaim in front of him, because you see how anguished Yisro was over the Mitzrayim. So now, the Chini Shalach Adon, Hashem, so let's jump back now to the story of Sancheiriv. So, the Chini Shalach Adon, Hashem Tzvakos, the Mishman of Razon, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send among, now we're going to constantly be jumping back and forth. The Ma'is of Sancheiriv that we find in Malachim is in Malachim Beis Perek Yud Ches, but then we have these Nevuos, these corresponding Nevuos that are in Yeshayahu. So in Yeshaya, in Perek Yod, Pasuk Design, the Pasuk writes, Lachin Yishalach Adon Hashem Tzvakos, that Hashem therefore will send Bimishmanav Razon. It literally means he'll send among the fat ones, he will send leanness. So now, what does this mean? So the Gemara says, "My b'mishman of razon." What does it mean, b'mishman of razon? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavo Chizkiya Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemos. The Chizkiya who has Shmona Shemos, he has eight names. He will come the Parmes and Cherev and punish and Cherev or pay back and Cherev Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemos. It's appropriate that Chizkiya should come and punish and Cherev, and it's going to be Chizkiya who has his eight names. It's going to come and punish and Cherev who has his eight names. Chizkiya Dechsev. How do we see that Chizkiya had eight names? As we have from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Tes Pasuk, hey, the Pasuk writes, Ki yelad yulad lanu, a child was born to us, ben yitan lanu, a son was given to us, vatihi hamisra al shechmo, vayikare shemo, pela, yoetz, kel, gibor, avi, ad, sar, shalom. Those are the eight. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, vayikachizkiya, wasn't there also Chizkiya? Wasn't that one of his names? So, no, shechizko ka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened him, so that apparently that wasn't really his name. The Marsha basically explains that it was the name Chizkiya might be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the strength when he was being Merapahim, when he was healing Chizkiya, which could be that what the Marsha means is that story is after this whole mess of Sancheirev. And Mela, the name Chizkiya was only afterwards. Davar Acher, Chizkiya Shechizik Es Yisrael La'Aviyem Shebashamayim. Again, he was Chizkiya, was called Chizkiya, that he just reflected the fact that he strengthened Klal Yisrael, but apparently not that he was, that was actually his name. Okay. Sancheirev, how do you know that Sancheirev had eight names? Dechsiv Bey, as we find a number of psukim that refer to him with different names. Tiglas Peleser, Pilna Eser, Shalman Eser, Pul, Sargon, Asnapar, Rabba, Viyakira. Now the truth is that the last three over there, Asnapar, Rabba, Viyakira, that really is one name. It's really Asnapar, Rabba, the Great One, Viyakira, and the Honorable One. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But the Gemara says, Vaha'ika Sancheirev. Wasn't there also Sancheirev? So, no, Sancheirev just reflected the appellation. Sancheirev just reflected Shasichaso Riv. His talk was quarrelsome. Now, what exactly does that mean? So, there's a couple of interesting pshatim. The Pashat pshat, one pshat is that his messengers, when they went to go convey the message from Sancheirev to Chizkiya, so Eliakim had asked him, would you please not speak in Hebrew because we don't want everybody to hear and understand what's going on. We'd much prefer that you speak to us in Aramaic. And they respond back, no, we're going to speak in Hebrew. Everybody should hear this, and nobody should listen to Chizkiya. In other words, they spoke deliberately to rile up all the people. And that's what it means, Shasicha Sarif. His talk causes quarreling. Okay, there's another very interesting pshat that's brought down to the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada actually says that Riv is like the koach of Shichcha. What does it mean that it's a koach of Shichcha? So he says like this. He says the story of Rav Elazar ben Arach is that Rav Elazar ben Arach goes to like greener pastures and he comes back and he gets an aliyah. And instead of saying Ha-Chodesh Hazel Lachem, he says Ha-Cheresh Haya Libam. So what does that mean? So if you take a look at the letters that he switched, instead of saying Ha-Chodesh, he said Ha-Cheresh. So that would be the Dalet is replaced with a resh. And then instead of saying hazeh, he said haya, hacherish haya. So instead of the zayin, he replaced the zayin with a yod. So we're up to resh and a yod. And then hakodesh hazeh lachem, you place the chaf with a libam, with a vase. So what letters do you have? You have hacherish, resh, haya, yod, libam, vase. So he says that riv reflects shicha. And that's why when a person engrosses themselves in Torah, so they become a master of Torah, and we call a Talmud Chacham a Rebbe, because they've been sholeit on the koach of Riv. And so what does this have to do with Sancheirev? So the Vart is like this, is that Chizkiya, as we will see on Amud Beis, had instituted this mandatory learning program, and he forced everybody to become Talmid Chachamim. So when Sancheirev sends his messengers to come and tell the Jewish people, don't listen to Chizkiya, just come with us, we're going to take you to a place where there's great land and good food. He was telling them, forget this Olam, forget the Torah stuff, and just be osik in Olam Hazeh. Eat, drink, and be merry. And that's what it means, that it was Shasicha Sariv. He was trying to get them to forget all the Torah that they were learning in order to just come and be osik in Gashmis. Okay, it's an interesting vart from the Bani Oyada. Okay, but either way, so that's Shasichas Ariv. Davar Acher, there is another pshat, Shasach V'nicher Devarim Klapi Maile, right, that we know that he said all kinds of horrible things towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now Amar of Yochanan, Mipnei Mazocha Osa Rasha Lekroso Esnapar Rabba V'yakir. So why did Sancheirev merit to being called Esnapar, the great and honorable one? Because when he was trying to get the Jewish people through his messengers to come to be exiled, to go to Babel, so they never spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael. They just said how nice Babel was. So he says, I'm going to take you to a land that's like your land. Rav Shmuel Chad Amar, Melch Pikechaya, so one says that he was a smart king for doing this, Vachadamar Melch Tipeshaya, he was foolish for saying this. Lamandamar Melch Pikechaya, that he was wise for saying this, Iyamina Luhu Adifa Mereich, what was he thinking? He said, if I say to them that my land is better than your land, Amru Kamashakart, they're going to say that you're lying. Manda Amar Melch Tipeshaya, and according to the Mandamar, who says that he was a foolish king, Imkein Maribuse, what did he gain by doing this? Okay, so now, Lehechi igli luhu. Where exactly did he exile them to? Now, remember, we know that Sancheirev invaded once. He came in and he actually did exile the Asaras HaShvatim. And then he tries to take over Yushalayim and he's not successful. So now we're talking about the Asaras HaShvatim. So Mar Zutra Amar Lafriki, he exiled them to Africa. Rav Chanina Amar Lahare Saluk, to the mountains of Saluk. Okay, so Avil Yisrael Safru Sipru Begnusa Shal Eretz Yisrael, but the Jews did speak badly about Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Shosh, when they reached a place called Shosh or Sos, Army, they said Shavya Ki Aran. They said that this place Shosh is just like our land. Kimatu Amen, when they reached a place called Amen, Amru Ki Amen, this is like our world. Kimatu Shosh Train, and then when they reached a place called Shosh Train, this is again talking about the Asaras HaShvatim, Amri Al Chad Train. They said that this is like double as good as what we've got back at home. Okay, v'tachas kvodo yikad yikod ki kod eish. What does that mean? That beneath his kvod, a fire burned like the burning of a fire. So Amar Yochanan, tachas kvodo v'lo kvod mamish. It means that it was beneath his kvod, but not underneath his kvod, but not the actual kvod. What does that mean? Ki Amar Yochanan kari le'lamani mechvodasai. That he refers to clothing as mechvodasai, the things that give me honor, the things that distinguish me. And what he was trying to say is that it was beneath the clothing that the army of Sancheirev, that their bodies were actually burned up. In other words, beneath their clothing, their physical bodies were burned up. Masha'en Kein, Reb Elazar comes along and he says, Amar Tachas Kavod Mamish, Kisreifas B'nei Aaron. That's just like the burning of the sons of Aaron, Nadav Avihu, Malahalan, Sreifas Nasham of a Guf Kain, that it was the souls that were burned up, while the bodies remained intact, so Afkan, Sreifas Nasham of a Guf Kayam, that it was the soul that was burned up, and while the body remained intact. So according to Yochanan, the physical bodies were actually burned up, and according to Blazer, no, the physical bodies were intact, just their souls inside were burned up. And interestingly, we saw before in Daf Ben Beis in Sanhedrin that the Gemara discusses over there, there's a machlokas, what the makor for Sreifa, the Mises Bezdin is. And there's a question of, how do you know that Sreifa, the way that we do Sreifa, is that you're supposed to pour hot lead down the throat. How do you know that that's an acceptable, halachically acceptable form of Sreifa? So there's two shitas in the Gemara, what the makor for Sreifa is. One is Adas Karach, and one is from the Bnei Aaron. And from the Bnei Aaron, you see that it was the Sreifa of the Neshama, the Guf Kayim. Who's that man? D'Amar? That man D'Amar is Rebbe Lazar. Okay, fine. But either way, that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Rav Lazar. So now, Tanad Mishmei Rav Yehoshu ben Karcha. Paro Shechirev Ba'atzmo, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Ba'atzmo. That Paro who actually cursed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he personally cursed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally attended to Paro. Sancheirev Shechirev Al Yidei Shliach, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Al Yidei Shliach. So Sancheirev, who cursed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a Shliach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't personally tend to Sancheirev, he had a shliach ten to Sancheirev. Where do you see this in the Pesukim? Paro dechsiv bei mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo. That Paro says, who is this God that I should be listening to? Nifra, so Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu b'atzmo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back personally. Dechsiv, v'ne'er Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayam, and he stirred them up in the sea. Because uksiv, and it also writes, in the Pasuk in Habakkuk, derachta b'yam susecha, chomer mayim rabbi. Okay. Now, Sancheriv, what do you see Sancheriv? Tchsiv, biad malachecha charafta Hashem, that through your malachim, through your messengers, you cursed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu memenu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back Sancheriv personally, through a shliach, I did shliach, tchsiv, vayitzeh malach Hashem, vayach b'machne, that there was a malach Hashem who went and he hit the camp, b'machne Ashur, mea ushmonim, v'chamisha elef v'chulei. Now, there's two pshatim for how to understand this. So the way the Rashi understands it is that it's ki'ilu a bizayon for Sancheriv to say that this is the Jewish people are not important enough for me to actually tend to them myself. And therefore, this was like a bizayon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, I'm not going to personally punish you, even though it seems a little bit counterintuitive. And so Paro was the other way around. The Paro felt like it wasn't beneath his kavod to deal personally with the Jewish people, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him personally. But some learn exactly the opposite. Okay. So now, Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Rami, he raised the following steer in the Pesukim. Ksiv, on the one hand, this is when they get word back from Yeshayahu. Right, so Yeshayahu says, he reports back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kidu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fuming at Sancheriv for what he's done, and he says, who do you think you are that you think that you're going to do X, Y, and Z? So among the things that he says, if you take a look in the Pesukim, it's in Yeshayahu Lamed Zayin Chavdal, that's where the Nevuah about this is. So he says, Biyad Avedecha Cherafta, that you cursed through your servant, Tash. That with my chariots, my masses of chariots, I'm going to ascend Merom Harim, and I will cut down all the cedars, Merom Kitso, Yaar Karmilo. So first it says that, meaning I, Sancheriv, that's what he thought, that I'm going to ascend to Merom Harim, and then it says that I'm going to go to Merom Kitso. So that's the question, or the alternative pasuk is in the pasuk of Malachim Beis, where the story happens. Malachim Beis in Perek Yutes, it says Bian Malachecha Cheirafta, Hashem Vatomer Berov Rechbi Ani Alisi Merom Harim Yar Kasei Levanon Vaechros Komas Arizav Mivchor Berashav Vaavoa Melon Kitzo. So what happened here? So Rav Chanina Bar Papa Rami Kesiv Merom Kitzo Uksiv Melon Kitzo. So what's the difference? Amar Also Rasha Betchila Acharev Adiroshamata. First, I'm going to destroy the abode of below. In other words, the base of Mikdash. V'acharkach Acharev Diroshamala. And then I'm going to go up and destroy the Diroshamala of Akadosh Baruch. Okay. Amar Rav Shuben Levi Ma'ay Dechsiv. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Again, this is when they get word back. This is back to Malachim Beis. So the messengers tell Eliakim and the other people of Chizkiah. So these messengers of Sancheriv say, "B'shem Sancheriv, that what are you guys wasting my time for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to come and attack." So Amar Rav Yishuv Levi, Ma'adich said, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Ata hamil boladai Hashem alisi ala makom hazel lashchiso. Is it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have ascended to this place in order to destroy it? Hashem amar lai alei el haaretz hazos v'hashchisa. Hashem told me, go up and destroy this land. So Mahi, what is this? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu really tell this to Sancheriv? No, the answer is Deshama Navi. He heard the Navi saying this. The Ka'amar, as we find in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Pasuk writes, Yan ki mo'as ha'am hazeh es mei hashiloch, because the nation rejected the mei hashiloach, the waters of the shiloach, ha'holchem la'at, that go slowly or that go gently, u'masos es ratzin u'ben remayahu. And the nation instead rejoiced with ratzin and ben remayahu. And we'll talk about this in a minute, what the interpretation of this pasuk is. So Amar Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Imali targum de haikra, if I wouldn't have the targum in that pasuk, lo v'yadana ma'ikam, I wouldn't know what it's saying. What is the targum in that pasuk? So Chalaf the Kutz Amah Hadain B'Malchusa, the base David, because the nation was disgusted or pulsed by the kingdom, the kings of base David, Dimidaber Lahon Benaich, that led them gently, Kemei Shilucha, like the waters of the Shiluach, Dinagdin Benaich, that goes slowly, the Israel Bratzin, and instead they wanted Ratzin Ubar Remayah, and the son of Remaliah. We'll talk about that in a second, the last part. Okay, but that's the pasuk. that he heard the Navi, so Sancheriv heard the Navi, saying that it's because the Jewish people rejected the Meir Shaloach, in other words, Malchus Beis David, that's why they are subject to being punished. So now, Amr Yochanan, Ma'edich Siv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk in Mishle, where it writes, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rasha, Unaveit Sadikim Yivarech. So what does that mean? So he says, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rasha, who's that referring to? Zet Pekach Ben Remaliyahu. That's Pekach Ben Remaliyahu, Shaya Ochel Mem Sa'ah, Gozlos Bikinuach Su'uda, that he would eat 40 saw of pigeons for dessert. Now who's Pekach Ben Remaliyahu? So this is shortly before Chizkiyahu Melech, right? So the kingdom is divided between the north and the south. The Malach Yehud are hanging around Yerushalayim, more or less, and the Malach Yisrael are north in the Shomron. So Pekach ben Remaliyahu is this Malach Yisrael who was a bad king. And what we're going to say is that the Jewish people preferred Pekach ben Remaliyahu's habits over Chizkiyahu. So Pekach ben Remaliyahu used to eat so much just for dessert. Neveyat Tzadikim Yivarach, who's there referring to that the home of the Tzadikim will be blessed. Zechizkiya Melch Yehuda, Shaya Ochel Litra Yerek Besudo. He would just have a litra of vegetables as part of the meal. Litra seems to be a lot, but what it means is, the way that some people explain it, is that he would have a small amount of vegetables and be Kielu to him as though he had a lot. Okay, but either way, that's what's going on here, is that the Jewish people preferred Pekach ben Remaliyahu over Chizkiya, and that's why the Aseret HaShvatim were punished. Okay. V'lachein, hinei Hashem ma'ala aleim es mei ha'nahar ha'atumim v'haravim es melech ha'shur. So now we're jumping into Yeshaya, the corresponding nevuos in Yeshaya about Sancheirev. So it says, and therefore Hashem was bringing upon them es mei ha'nahar ha'atumim, these strong waters, v'haravim es melech ha'shur, the melech ha'shur v'es kol kvodo, v'ala el kol ha'fika v'chulei. Okay, so now the pasuk writes, "Uksiv v'chalaf Yehuda shetef v'avar et savar yagia." What does this mean? So elamaitai ma ianish. So why exactly was he punished then? Wait a second. If he was supposed to go up, right? If the Navi Yishai is telling us that the Melech Ashur is therefore supposed to go up and attack the Jewish people, so then why was he punished? So the answer is Navi aseres hashvatim isnabe. He was telling a nevuah about what was going to happen to Aseret HaShvatim. Ihu bat Sancheirev yoav daiti al kol Yerushalayim. He thought that he was supposed to go up and attack all of Yerushalayim. And that's what he hoped to do, and that's why he ultimately was punished. So ba Navi, va'amalei, the Navi came and said to him, kilomu af lasher mutzak la. What does that mean? Kilomu af lasher mutzak. That it will not, literally means that they will not be tired to that that oppresses it. So Amr Balaz ben Barbarachia, Ein Nimser Am Ayev B'Torah, that the nation that's tired from Torah will not be given over Biad Me Hamatzik Lo, in the hands of those who oppress it. And that's what it means. In other words, if they are being Osek in Torah, then they cannot be handed over into the hands of the enemy. So now, Mai Ka'es Harishon Hekal Artsa Zvulun V'Artsa Naftali V'Acharon Hechbir Derech Hayom Eira Yarden Galil Hagayim. What is the meaning of that pasuk? So, lo karishonim sheikalu me'aleim ol Torah. These guys, the ones who are currently here, are not like the first ones. What's the first ones? The first ones meaning referring to the Aseret HaShvatim. So these ones are not like the Aseret HaShvatim who lifted themselves, relieved themselves of the ol Torah. Aval achronim or el achronim shechbidu alein ol Torah. These ones who are here now, the last ones, the later ones, the ones who are here now, they have the ol Torah on them. And therefore they are fitting for a nes, like those who crossed over the yarden, like those who crossed through the yam. So now im chozerbo. So now this is what the Navi is kilu conveying to Sancheirev. So im chozerbo, if Sancheirev retracts mutav, so then great. Vim lav ani aasalo glil bagayim. And if he doesn't, then I'm going to make him into a pile of dung. Okay. So now, Achrei advarim va'emes ha'ela, basan cherev melech ha'shor v'yova b'yuda v'yichan al ha'harim ha'arim ha'betzuros v'yom alibik'am ilavan. He came and he was thinking to breach them. So wait a second, it's Achrei advarim va'emes ha'ela, after or in light of this emes, so now Sancheirev comes and he's going to, and he thinks to breach. So how does this follow? Hai rishna l'har pradishna, this is the gift that there is for the pradishna, meaning how does the second part of the pasuk follow the first part of the pasuk? Is it because, the way the Rashi explains it, is it because of the emes of Chizkiyah that now Sennacherib is coming. So what it means is like this: Achri Yadavaram Veha Emes. What does that mean? Amar Ravina La'achisha Kafetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. After Hakadosh Baruch Hu jumped, V'nishba V'amar, and he said as follows: Iyamina Leil Chizkiyah. If I tell Chizkiyah that I'm bringing Sennacherib and I'm going to give him over in your hands, hashta, so then Amar, he's just going to tell me, lo hu bina, I don't want to have to deal with him, v'lo biyatusa bina, and I don't want to have to deal with like his terror, his fright. So miad kafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped, v'nishba, and he swore to my sinalei that I am in fact going to bring him. Shneimar nishba Hashem tzvakos l'mor, im lo kasher dimisi ken haisa, that it's definitely going to be that way, v'kasher ya'atzti hi sakum, it's definitely going to happen, l'shbor ashor ba'arti, to crush, to smash, to break ashor in my land, v'al harai avusenu, and on my mountains, I will. We'll see what that word means in a minute, v'sar me'aleim olo, and he will remove upon from upon them his yoke, v'sublo me'al shechmo yusra, and they'll remove his burden from on their shoulders. So now, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavos Sennacherib v'siyato v'ye'asa evos v'chizkiyah l'siyato. That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying over here is that Sennacherib is going to come, and the whole army is going to be made into like a trough for Chizkiyah and his aides. In other words, what this means is, the way the Rashi explains it, is that all of them, as we know in the Pasuk, they were made into a bunch of corpses for all of the horses and all the animals to eat up all of those corpses left over from the camp. Okay, so now, Vayabayomahu, Yasor Subalo Me'al Shechmecha, and it will be on that day that his burden will be lifted from An, will be removed from An your shoulder, V'ulo Me'al Tzavarech, and his yoke from An your neck, V'chubal O Mipnei Shamen, and all of his harm will be lifted, the harm of his yoke will be lifted because of the shaman. What does that mean? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Chubal Ol Shal Sennacherib Mipnei Shemeno Shal Chizkiyah. So the yoke will be removed because of the oil of Chizkiyah. Sheyodolik Bebatei Knesios Bebatei Midrashos, which was used to light the Bebatei Knesios and Bebatei Midrashos. What does this mean? Ma'as, what exactly did Chizkiyah do? Not Cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash. He stuck a sword by the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash. V'amar, and he said, Kol Mishe in Osek B'Torah, any person who doesn't learn Torah, be Osek in Torah, Yidakar B'Cherev Zu. He will be speared with this knife, with this sword. So Batku Midan the Ad Be'er Sheva, they checked from Dan until Be'er Sheva, Volomatsu Amaart, Migeves Van Tifers, Volomatsu Kinuk, Tinuk Vitinokas, Ish Vishra Shaloy Bikinu Behilchus Tumma Vitara. There's nobody in Klal Yisrael who wasn't a Baki in Hilchus Tumma and Tara. Val also Adorhu Omer, and that's upon that generation that it said, Vahya Bayomahu Yikhe Ish Eglas Bakar State Zone. The Omer Vahya Bayomahu Yakomakam Asher Yasham Elef Geffen, Be Elef Kesef. What does that mean? What's this last part? That any place where there was Elef Geffen be'Elef Kesef, an Elef Geffen, a great amount of vineyards, that's worth 1,000 Kesef, Lashamir v'lashayis yiyah. What does that mean? Lashamir is literally thorns, and shayis are also like weeds. So they just lay around to be for thorns and weeds. What does that mean? Afabisha Elef Geffen be'Elef Kesef, even though there was like this tons of real estate and tons of vineyards, l'shamir v'l'shayis, yeah, it was all left to be thorns. In other words, they were so engaged in Torah that they weren't tending to these fields. Okay, so now, v'usaf shalachem osef hachasil. So what does this mean? This is, again, jumping into the psukim in Yeshaya. So it says, v'usaf shalachem osef hachasil. What does that mean? Literally, chasil is like locust. So now, Amar Lahem Navi Leisrael, Ispu Shlalchem. So now, after the whole Ma'aseh of Sennacherib happens and the whole army is wiped out, so the Navi tells the Jewish people, go and gather your booty. So Amar Lahem, Livzoz O Lachlok? Are we gathering it in order to kilu plunder, that we're all going to take it for ourselves, or is that to be rationed out for something else? In other words, as we'll see in a second, Amar Lahem, Ka'osef HaChasil, I want you guys to gather up the booty like locusts. Ma'osef HaChasil, kol echad ve'echad la'atzmo, just as all the locusts just gathers up a ton of stuff for each for himself. Avshalachem, kol echad ve'echad la'atzmo, so also for your booty, I want you to gather up each person for himself. So Amrlo, so they said, and v'alom mamon aser sashvatim u'urvo, but isn't the money of the aser sashvatim mixed into the all this stuff from Sennacherib? So Amrlo, don't worry, kimashak gevim shokek bo. Like, literally means like the roar of the waters, shokek bo, rushing into it. In other words, ma gevim halalu ma'alin asadam mitum alatar, just as these waters purify a person, taking him from Tumat Tatara, Afamonim Shal Yisrael, Kivan Shenafel, Biyad of the Kochavim, Yatir. Once the money of the Jewish people falls into the hands of the Goyim, it becomes purified, Kiilu. In other words, you guys are permitted to take that money. So now, Amr Rav Huna, Esra Masos, Nasa Osa Rasha, Ba'osa Yom. Rav Huna says, there were 10 travelings that Rasha, or Tzanchev, traveled on that day. Shenemar, as we have the Pasuk writes, Ba'al Ayas, he came to Ayas, Avar B'Migron, he passed through Migron. L'mechmas yafkid akilav. He dropped off his kalim by Mechmas. Aru Mabara. They passed over Mabara. Geva malon lanu. They lodged by Geva. Charda harama. Rama trembled. Geva shol nasa. Geva shol fled. Tzali kolech. And now he says, cry out your voice. Baskalim, baskalim. Hakshivi laisha. Laish, you people of Laisha should listen. Anya and Asos. The Anasos is in distress. Nadida Madmena, Madmena shook. Yoshvei Hagevim Heizu, and the inhabitants of Gevim were mobilized. And then Odayom Benov Lamod, you know, Feif Yadoa Harbas Tzion Gevas Yerushalayim. Okay, but if you count up the places, we have Ayas, Migron, Michmas, Mabara, Geva, Rama, Gevas Shaul, Baskalim, Laish, Anasos, Madmena, and Gevim. So that's a total of 12. But wait a second, you just told me that there were 10. So Hani Tuva Havin, isn't that too much? Now we have 12. So no, Tzali Kolech Baskalim, when the Pasuk says Tzali Kolech, cry out your voice, Baskalim, you should cry out your voice should be heard. So what does that mean? Tzali Kolech Baskalim, that's Navi Hu Deka Amrla, that's just the Navi who's saying that the Knesset Yisrael, Tzali Kolech Baskalim, that Baskalim, you guys should raise your voice. Bito Shel Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, the daughter of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sha'asu Mitzvahs Kegaliyam, who did mitzvahs like Galiyam, like the waves of the sea. So now, and then, that first part is something that the Navi is saying, so Baskalim doesn't really count. And Hakshiva Laisha, you guys should listen, Mehailo Tistafi. What that really means is, you shouldn't be so nervous about this one, about Sancheir's army, because nothing's going to happen as a result of Sancheir. In other words, as far as Yerushalayim is concerned. Ela istifi min Nebuchadnezzar. You really should be scared of Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha. Dematel ke Aryeh, who is compared to a lion. Shenemar Allah, Aryeh mesubcho. The Aryeh went up from his den. So in other words, what we're saying at this point is that we're taking out three of the places that are considered part of the Masos. And we're saying that really Baskalim is not one of them, and Laish is not one of them, and now we're going to say Anasos is not one of them. My Aniya Anasos. What does it mean that Anasos is in distress? Asid Yirmiyah ben Chilkiyah umisnabei Allah, or they change Allah. So it's really, it's Asid Yirmiyah ben Chilkiyah me Anasos umisnabei Allah, and so Chilkiyah from, so Yirmiyah ben Chilkiyah is going to come from Anasos, and he's going to prophesy. Okay, so now, the question is, the way that we interpret the Pasuk is that Elisha, when it says Hakshiv Elisha, that's really a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, who's compared to an Aryeh, because Elayish is a lion. So the question is, Mi dami hasam ari hachalayish. How can you tell me that just because it calls Nebuchadnezzar an ari, that that's what it means when it says in Pasuk the word Elayish? So hasam ari hachalayish. Over there, he's referred to as an ari, but here you're saying that Elayish is also referenced to Nebuchadnezzar. So Amar Yochanan, Shisha Shemos Yesh La'ari. There are six names that a lion has. Elohim. Or that there are six terms that we use to refer to a lion in the Pesukim. Ari, Kefir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, and Shachatz. So you see that Laish and Ari are perfectly interchangeable. So Ihachi, Batsuluhu. So wait a second. Now, if I've subtracted three of these places from the Pasuk, and we're saying that that's not really part of the Masos, so instead of having 12, now we're down to 9. So, but you told me, Rav Huna, that there are 10. So Avru Mabara Tarti Ninu. Even though we translated the Pasuk as Avru Mabara, that they passed through Mabara, it doesn't really mean that they passed through Mabara. There are two different places. There's Avru and there's Mabara. Okay. So now, in the Hemshech of that Pasuk, the Pasuk writes, Od Hayom Benov La'amod Yinofeif Yado Harbas Tzion Giv'as Yerushalayim. So now, the question is, what does that mean? Hay od hayom benov la'amot. So Amar Rav Huna, os hayom nishtayer me'avona shel nov. That day was leftovers, literally, was the remainders of the iniquity of Nov. What does that mean? So Amar Lei Kaldai, the astrologers said to him, Yazal te'idna, they told the Sancheir that if you go now, yachalta, you'll be able to take over the city. Vi'ilau, but if you don't, lo yachalta, you're not going to be able to. So why is that? So the way the Rashi explained is that because of the sin of Nov, as we'll talk about that next week a little bit, that the Kohanim of Nov were wiped out as a result of David HaMelech going to Nov when he's running away from Shaul HaMelech. So Achimelech gives him a little bit of provisions, and Doeg Adomi tattles on Nov, and he tattles on them to Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech then wipes out the whole city. So because of that sin that resulted by David HaMelech, so there was a certain time period that there was for that sin to be paid up, to be accounted for. So that was the very last day that it was shaykh to pay up for that sin. And so that's what the astrologers were saying, that this is the very last day. So Orcha Debai Lesuguye Basar Yomi Sagbachad Yom. And in fact, he even was able to travel 10 days worth of traveling in one day. Kimatu Li Yushalayim, when they reached Yerushalayim, Shadule Bistarka Adesalik. So they threw down like carpets until Adesalik Viyasev Meilvi Shura or Tura, that until he was able to climb up onto the carpets in order to scout out the city. What does the city look like? How hard is it to take over? So Ad Chazyul Kul Yerushalayim, until he was able to see the whole Yerushalayim. So Kichazye, once he saw Yerushalayim, Izutir Beine was small in his eyes. Amar, he thought, Halada Hikartid Yerushalayim, this is the city of Yerushalayim, Da Allah Yergishis Komashrisai, that I've rushed in my whole army, Da Allah Kavshis Komadinsa, that I've conquered the whole country, Halah Hi Zeir V'chalsham, he called Karachi Amamai, it's smaller and weaker than all the other nations, the Kavshis B'tikuf Yadi, that I've managed to conquer with the strength of my hand. So Allah the Kam Umaidin Bereshe. So he gets up and he's like shaking his head dismissively. Movil Maisi Yadei Biyadei, he waves his hands al Tor Beis Mikdasha, towards the mountain of Beis Mikdash, Debitzion, the Al Azarta, Debushlamin and the Azara, and he's like waving dismissively. Amile, and they say to him, Nishdi Be Yadaha Idna, so what should we do? Should we attack or not? So Amar Lahu, he says that no, Tamisi, you guys are tired, just hold off a little bit. L'macher, Aisuli Kol Chad V'Chad Minayichu. Tomorrow, everyone will come, and you'll take Gulma. You'll all take the stones, whatever. You'll dismantle the wall. Gulma Harav Minay. You'll all dismantle the wall. Take apart the walls. So Miad. So then, in other words, they didn't attack that day. Vayiba Lailahu Vayitzam Malach Hashem. So it was by that night that the Malach Hashem went out. Vayach B'Machna Ashur and hit the camp of Ashur. Me'u Shmonim V'Chamisha Elav. They all died out. Okay. So now, Amar of Papa, Hainu Dami Injin, that's what it means when they say, Bas Dina, Batal Dina. If you let the din wait and sit overnight, it'll become Batal. Okay, so just to summarize very quickly what we did today. First, we started off with the Gnus of Chizkiah, that we said it was a Gnai that he didn't sing Shira. Similarly, we said that it was a Gnai that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Klai Yisrael didn't sing Shira. And Yisro came along, we had two different pshatim. What Vayichad Yisro meant, did he give himself a Mila? Or was he very anguished over the downfall of Mitzrayim? Then we discussed the eight names of Chizkiah, the eight names of Sancheirev. Why he was called Chizkiah, why Sancheirev was called Sancheirev. Why Sancheirev was why he merited to be called Esnapar Rabba V'Akira. Then we discussed that it was machlokes between Rab and Shmuel, if he was a wise king or if he was a foolish king. Where exactly were the Aseres HaShvatim exiled to? Then we discussed where the bodies of the Sancheirev's army was. Were they actually burned up, or was just the neshamos that were burned up? Then we said that Paro, who was Mechayef HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally punished Paro. Sancheirev didn't personally curse out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu used a Malach to punish him. We discussed what the difference between Merom Kitzo and Malon Kitzo, that was the tremendous audacity of Sancheirev, that he said, I'm going to destroy the Dir Shamata, and then I'm going to destroy the Dir Shamala. Then we said that one of the things Sancheirev thought or said that was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to go and take over Yerushalayim. So we said, where did he get that from? So we said it was the Navi who said that it was because the Jewish people preferred Pekach ben Remaliyahu over Chizkiah, the habits of Pekach ben Remaliyahu over Chizkiah. Ultimately, we say, so then if he was supposed to go up and attack, so then why was he punished? So we said, well, he was punished because he was only supposed to attack the Aseres HaShvatim, not everybody else. Because everybody else was being Osik, the rest of Klal Yisrael, who was in Yerushalayim, was abiding by the Torah. We said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically forced this whole thing of Sancheriv and Chizkiyah. He didn't want to consult with Chizkiyah, he just wanted to bring him on and smash Sancheriv and his army. Then we said that Chizkiyah instituted like this mandatory learning program. He compelled the entire Jewish nation to become Talmid Chacham, essentially. Then we said that when they had to take over all the booty that was left from the camp, from Sancheriv's army, so everybody was able to take the booty, even though there was stuff from the Aseres HaShvatim mixed in there. Rav Huna then told us about the Eser Masaos of Sancheriv, the 10 travelings of Sancheriv. We tried to tally up the number. Was it 10? Was it 12? Was it 9? We boiled down the number to 10. And then we said, what's this Od Hayom Benov La'mod? And we said that Rav Huna comes to tell us that was the last day Shaykh to punish the Jewish people for what happened in Nov, and Sancheriv could have conquered Yerushalayim that day, but because he procrastinated, he held off a day because he thought that it was so easy to take over, so the Malach killed out the entire camp that night.